going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We've done a few mocks, and it could go so many different ways of who's really there. And this year, there's as many different ways it could go this year as I can remember. Just what mocksters out there perceive teams' needs are to best player available. So I don't really know. Just read the board. And if we think there's a player we really love fits a need as well, those are when I'm trying to trade up. Player we love fits a need and the value, that makes sense. If not, and the board's getting wiped, now we're looking, what are our options to go back? How far do you want to go?
Brandon Bean, echoing something that plenty of people have been saying, I've been saying it, this draft, this one, there are more, it seems, variations on who is and isn't in the first round, and some of these names you've seen in the first round for months are now outside the first round, late risers. That happens each and every year, but he used the phrase, or the term, mocksters. I don't know if I've ever heard mocksters before, but I'm into it. People that do mock drafts. Connor Orr is, as Sports Illustrated, is on our website. Not our website. He's on our West Her hotline. He posted one for the MMQB at Sports Illustrated. Connor, good morning. Mock draft season is almost over, and real draft season is almost here.
Thank God. Yeah. I will say, though, I was talking to a couple of people about this yesterday, and I do find it to be an incredibly useful exercise in at least just getting to know the players a lot more intimately. You know, there are some people who cover the draft all year, and I have a lot of respect for them. And then there are some of us that are coming right off the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and doing mock drafts, at least for me, kind of helps me a little bit learn a little bit more about the guys and force me to watch as much film as possible.
Yeah. And really, I think what happens, Connor, is mock drafting itself sets the baseline for which we establish whether or not a guy is a reach or a steal. You know, if you see a guy go 12th overall and he was not in all the mocks, that's a reach. And when a guy makes it to day two, I'm thinking about Tet McMillan, who I just saw somebody post his prospect 50. And I've seen him lasting till the 28th pick. Like, you've got guys that rise and fall, and all it really takes is one team to love a guy or 10 teams to have a guy be in second place on their board, and you get wide variations.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because, you know, for example, since February, really, and even before that, I've been writing that, you know, I don't think Shedeur Sanders is a top 3 pick. I don't think he's a top 5 pick. I don't think he's a top 10 pick. And, you know, now we're talking about him sliding and that sort of, I guess, ESPN's entire programming strategy at this point, when in reality, this poor kid, I guess poor is a relative term, right? But it's just like he may have never been a first round pick to begin with. I mean, all the quarterback evaluators that I trust, a lot of them were saying, hey, a lot of these teams like Jackson Dart better. Some of them like Jalen Milroe better than him. And so you know, at that point, it's like, you know, he's not falling. He was never there in the first place.
Yeah, and the Sanders thing, you know, I think he's a like you said, a fine prospect, not a elite quarterback prospect. Throughout the process, it's been treated as if he's been unfairly criticized, and I felt like the whole way we were doing this, it was more likely that he was lifted up based on who he is and who his dad is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's certainly gotten to a place where, I mean, would a quarterback that had his season the last 2 years at Colorado have his number immediately retired? I don't think so. I mean, and he's certainly gotten a platform with which to – he's gotten interviewed by a lot of teams that maybe he wouldn't have. He got a lot of eyes on the pro day that maybe he wouldn't have. And with that comes increased scrutiny. Now, do I think stuff like, oh, he pats the football is kind of ridiculous because we've seen him do that on film for the last four years. Yeah, but there's some other stuff that, you know, they exposed some holes in his game, you know, and I think that's true of any quarterback out there.
Connor Orr joining us on the Western Hotline. All right, Connor, so Cam Ward, number one, we're all pretty confident in that. It's looked like Browns and Travis Hunter at number two for a long time. And then that's where things start to turn, right? The Giants could go a number of different directions. They're an organization that has a head coach and GM trying to prove that they can keep things on the rails. And there are a lot of different ideas of what they could do, calls to move up into the top three. To me, 3, 4, 5, Giants, Patriots, Jags is where the draft finally starts to take shape.
I agree. And really kind of after four, if you kind of have a choose your flavor for the Patriots and offensive tackle, I just think Abdul Carter, we're seeing that the late surge of sort of smokescreen misinformation. Now, all of a sudden, starting yesterday, he's too thin, you know, like really. You know, I think that's like, you know, if teams are trying to spook anybody into having him fall to them, perhaps maybe that's the reason behind something like that. But I think the Giants have no choice but to major in something. And getting Abdul Carter at least gets them three pass rushers with high upside in a division where, yes, Jalen Hurts is excellent, but still struggles when he has to drop back and the play escapes him a little bit. And then you have Jaden Daniels, who's only a second-year quarterback, and yes, evades the rush well. But if you have three speed rushers coming at him, I mean, at least you're giving yourself a fighting chance, especially with the strength they have on the defensive interior. So that's where I think the Giants are going.
One thing we're talking about here in Buffalo, you know, league context and the draft is James Cook's contract and, you know, where running backs kind of slot in the league. I mentioned earlier today, I wonder if you would agree or have a thought on this, that the idea of Ashton Jeanty going fifth to the Jaguars, it feels like for the last 10 years, the idea of a running back going that high has been mocked. And people point out that that's stupid. And here are the Jaguars. They went out and they hired a really young GM. And if he goes running back at five, 5 years ago, that would have been panned, and I just don't see the same kind of pushback on high investment in running back right now.
Well, because here's the thing, right? I think we realize, and the Eagles Super Bowl helped us realize the fallacy in this, right? Where when analytics first came around in the Moneyball era, we had this first trove of data that told us, okay, running backs break down, running backs aren't worth high amounts of contract, high amount of cap dollars, and running backs aren't worth this. But that was just our sample size to that point. And what happened was people kind of cribbed that part of the argument without really understanding why we need a running game, what running backs can actually do in terms of forcing defenses to play blocks, tiring them out, forcing them to respect play pass, all that kind of stuff. And so when the Eagles come and just literally mow everyone down, they'd been building a running game for 4 years that no one was prepared to stop. And so I think all of a sudden people are realizing like, okay, analytics are sort of a snapshot in time and not this like set in stone truism that we have to follow in perpetuity. And so I think that there's a lot of value in some of the changing tides and changing ideas here.
I was looking at your mock and you have Jeanty going high, Tyler Warren going high. There was also probably at one point a school of thought that tight ends shouldn't go that high. And then Kyle Pitts changed that. I remember going back to Kellen Winslow. Not that these are all success stories, but it used to be tight end, safety, linebacker, running back. And it feels like a lot of those rules are kind of out the window. Like you said, like whether it's more sample size or if it's just the evolution of the game, it has changed. And I feel like we have to respect how it is changing as we go.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan changed a lot of that, right? Where it's like, I don't care what you call him. you know, Kyle Juszczyk, for example, is incredibly valuable to the 49ers, and he's technically de facto like a fullback. And to me, someone like Tyler Warren is a supercharged version of that, where he can play wildcat quarterback, he can play fullback, he can play tight end, he can split out and play wide receiver. And so what you're doing is you're just forcing the defense into a personnel package that you want them to be in versus the other way around. And that's incredibly valuable. And so for me, it's like, I don't really care what you're called as long as you make the defense do what I want you to do.
Connor Orr on the Western Hotline chatting draft with us. Draft, of course, is tomorrow night. We'll be out at Resurgence for round one. You can join us for our draft parties. The Bills pick 30. For the Bills, Connor, we're all lining up ready for them to take defensive tackle, defensive end, or corner with maybe an outside shot at receiver. Those of us who live and die with hoping they take receiver, we kind of temper our expectations because it looks like a defense-heavy draft for the Bills. I wonder if there's any specific prospect you like to be in that range where the ceiling might be high and the Bills could snag some value.
I mean, so this is really like a choose-your-flavor edge rusher class, right, in particular, where you have some guys who are real speed edge rushers, and then you have some guys who are a little bit more like of your table setter guys. And, you know, for example, like Nick Skirton from A&M, I really like, just because I watched a lot of him in the lead up to the draft, and just the way that he's able to not get fooled by anything. Like, he's just a hard edge setter. And I think about those games where you're going to be playing Baltimore in January, right? Or you're going to be playing these, you know, some of these teams that are going to be able to kind of run you over, and just how valuable someone like that would be. But, you know, just getting Bosa in free agency, to me, that signals that the team knew they had a need at the position that they'll continue to address and they'll continue to hit in the draft. Because, I mean, this has been McDermott's quest since he got there, right? To build this stable of edge rushers that can pester Patrick Mahomes and all these guys without devoting a lot of blitz, right? And being able to drop guys back into coverage. So I would say that there's going to be some edge guys that fall to that point, and I think that they should jump on it.
If you're looking at the division, you know, New England's at number four. I think around here we have the belief that the next team to challenge the Bills in the division, not that it will be this year, but that New England might be the one for this. Miami is in a strange spot. The Jets are kind of starting over to some point. And here's New England with a coach that has respect, a quarterback that looked pretty good, and a high pick. And, you know, they added Diggs and they stole away Mac Hollins. Like, I feel like New England could be a sneaky riser this year.
I think they could too. And I think, like, we have to consider the fact that some of these teams are not done yet either, right? And, you know, for example, like Tyreek Hill is theoretically available during this draft. Jalen Ramsey is theoretically available during this draft. And there could be a couple other guys, Trey Hendrickson, right, that could be jarred loose at some point over the course of this draft. And, you know, Mike Vrabel has wasted no time. He's not taking his foot off the accelerator at all. And I agree. I mean, but the number one component to that is quarterback with superstar potential, and Drake May is the closest thing that I've seen to Josh Allen since Josh Allen, right? So I really think that there's something there for sure.
Connor Orr on the Western Hotline. Connor, before we wrap things up, you know, what do you think comes out of day one as the league storyline? If you want to just jump on anyone, if it's a run on defensive tackles, if it's, you know, the receivers got ignored, Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe, the surprise. What do you think the story front page is tomorrow? Or, sorry, Friday morning?
Well, I think the Steelers should take Jalen Milroe at 21, and I put him there in my mock draft, and everyone laughed at me. And I hope I'm right just for that reason alone. I don't think I will be, but I love him a lot more than I think other people do. So I hope that's the story. I would guess the easy pick is Shedeur, because that just seems we've developed this kind of sickly fascination with it. But I will say the thing that I'm going to be paying attention to is how many people try to get big quickly. And so how many are we going to reach on defensive tackles? Are we going to reach on some interior offensive lineman? Because we often find ourselves copying last year's Super Bowl winner and trying to replicate that very quickly. So and it's a mistake, obviously, but, you know, are people going to try to become the Eagles overnight and really, really dig into the tackles, the guards, and the running backs, too?
I love talking about the Steelers because I enjoy watching them kind of do what they do every year, 9 visits to running backs. And there was a story this week that they have a first-round grade on Is it Jackson Dart? But they might not take him if a lineman is there in the first round. I can't think of a better idea the Steelers could have had than Jalen Milroe in the last 5 years. So if they do it, to me, it's good for them. It might not work out, but it's at some point they have to change the way they operate and try to do something good.
I agree. I mean, and I think Milroe is kind of getting underrated a little bit. Like, if you look at all of his dropbacks at Alabama, almost none of them are scrambles. Like, when all of his runs are designed quarterback runs. They ran, like, a full run game through him. He managed to stay healthy in the toughest football conference in all of college football. And I think there's still a ceiling there for him as a passer. And if you're the Steelers, like, who cares? Like, you're in the AFC North. Run Jalen Milroe 22 times a game and throw the ball 11 times. The Eagles did it. He can be Jalen Hurts, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Connor Orr, Sports Illustrated, and Monday Morning Quarterback on the Western Hotline. Connor, thanks again, and enjoy the draft.
All right, thanks, Jeremy. You too.
All right, Connor Orr. Hey, we'll be out for the draft round one at Resurgence. Rounds two and three, maybe the Bills pick in round three. We don't know. They have two picks in round two. We will be at Whalen Brewing Company in Orchard Park. Join us, the ultimate draft party from 7 to 10 Friday, the 25th. Hosted by me and Joe. Test your knowledge. We've got five rounds of trivia for awesome prizes, courtesy of Whalen, plus a special themed menu. Don't miss this party. Visit WGR550.com for details. Just saying, we got a party on Thursday, late night, early morning, and then we're going right back to it on Friday night for another draft party. So, you know, that's going to take some mental toughness.
Party don't stop.
That's right. A lot of partying this weekend. And then Saturday, how long have they been doing the draft on Thursday night? How many years? Are we at 10? Less than 10? Because I want to let Grandpa tell you a story here, kids. Do you want to know what was one of the best days of the year as a kid or as a young fan? Was NFL draft Saturday. It was on early. It ran all day. And I would watch that the same way that I watch the Masters right now, where it's like, all right, here we are. It's noon. Turn it on. I'm not moving from my seat for 7 hours. That was what the draft used to be. It didn't end after the first round, right into the second round. And, you know, I've got no problem with the NFL making the event that they've made it. It's pretty great. But something to be said for that Saturday draft memory. I can taste the pizza and soda because I'm young at the time and think about the Giants because, you know, I grew up a Giants fan. I talked about it plenty, so please, you know, understand. Drafting Jerrod Bunch.
Ooh, good name.
That's a deep pull.
Is he, what, is he 1993?
10 years before I was born.
Yeah. Jerrod Bunch. Running back. Is he Wisconsin, maybe?
91.
91, okay. Ooh. 12 years old. 11
and
years
Michigan.
Old. Michigan. That's right. Ron Dayne is the running back from Wisconsin they drafted. Jerrod Bunch.
By the way, it started on Thursday night in 2010.
Okay, we're at 15 years of Thursday nights.
I got to say, I think I would like it better if it was like a full
day-long
just marathon,
yep.
You know, because imprint on the couch and watch.
Or you could just do the first round on Friday and then the rest on Saturday.
Yeah, but all at once, although it used to be Saturday and Sunday. I think maybe the first three rounds were Saturday. Now it's be there Thursday, definitely be there Friday too. And then Saturday becomes, for a lot of people, it probably becomes like a check-in event. What happened?
Saturday.
Who did what now? Linebacker, Tulsa State, defensive back, Eastern West University. Okay. Whatever. You know, the true draft sickos are still digging way into that, but man, it was great. Give me some Giants first round draft picks of the early 90s. Jerrod Bunch. Who else here? I only say Giants because, again, like when I'm 11, 10 and 11 and 12 and 13, I'm rooting for the Giants, so I'm really invested in all those picks. Hold on. Ike Hilliard. There's one. Throwback name, Ike Hilliard, Florida receiver. We'll take him like 18th overall. Love the history of Giants draft picks. I like to do this every once in a while.
Seventh overall.
Seventh overall for Ike Hilliard. All right. That's mm-hmm.
In 1997.
My first ever wide receiver train pick. Ike Hilliard, 7th overall. He was a good player. Injuries didn't work out. The Giants almost have I'm talking about my old team here. In their 75-year history, how many offensive, now that it's more than 75, they've been around for 100 years. How many offensive Hall of Famers the New York Giants have? It's a stunning number. It's like Frank Gifford and...
Man, I'm really racking my brain to think
the
of
franchise
for them.
The franchise, like they're not far off the Bears in terms of offensive firepower over the years. I was talking to somebody about this recently, how... Oh, yeah. I was talking to a guy about he's a Giants fan. You're a Giants fan. I used to be. And when I moved to Buffalo, you know, I fully jumped in on the Bills. And I made that trade with clear eyes and a full heart. And I watched the Giants win 2 Super Bowls since that. And I don't even feel any, like, you know, just is what it is. Not everybody can imagine what it's like changing teams. But the reality is I grew up in, you know, near Syracuse. So I liked the Giants, but I wasn't. I didn't go to any games in my entire life. I wasn't, you know, when we sit here and talk about could you ever give up the Bills, it wasn't a way of life for me. It was just the team that I liked. So anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. What's next? We got instant trivia. We've been waiting to get to instant trivia. We'll do that. Draft is tomorrow. You can come hang out with us at either Resurgence tomorrow or Wayland on Friday. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today here on WGR.
Hey, so Peter Schrager had his mock draft come out today. He had Ashton Jeanty going 5th overall to the Jaguars.
Which will definitely make him, he already is no matter where he goes, 1.1 in Dynasty Fantasy. I should look at the rest of that mock. Let me do that after this trivia. You got trivia for me?
Yeah, so I got
after
some
that,
trivia.
I want to find out where Omarion Hampton went and where Tet McMillan went. Look at this second best landing spot there. Anyway, all right, yeah, what's up?
So this is based on running backs that have gone 5th overall or higher.
Okay, top 5 running backs.
The last 10 of them.
Okay.
There's been a drought as of late. Can you get the last 10?
Is the last one... Well, Barkley. Is he the last one? Or Zeke?
Yep. Barkley is the last one. Barkley's
he went
2nd overall in 2018.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep, 4th overall in 2016.
Leonard Fournette went 4th.
Yep, in 2017.
To Jacksonville. The last 10...
So there's 3. That's the 3 most recent. There hasn't been one since 2018.
10th is what year? Going back to
99.
Okay, if I'm going back to 99. In that case, all right. Trent Richardson, 3rd.
That's correct. Yep. You're getting him in order right now, by the way.
Going back?
Yeah, that was 2012.
There's going to be a Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown back-to-back.
Yes.
Both?
Yes. Yep. Okay. In 2005.
All right. Running backs in the top 5. McCaffrey's not. He went 8th. Running backs in the top 5. 99, I don't know if it's Edgerrin James.
That's correct. Yep, you got the farthest back.
So there's Ricky Williams was also, he was the same draft.
Mm-hmm.
Was he top 5?
Nope.
Okay, just outside the top 5. They traded their whole draft for a guy not in the top 5. But Edgerrin James went 4th. Did Williams go 6 or 7? Okay.
Oh, he did go 5th.
Okay, Ricky.
Oh, all right.
Ricky Williams,
well, there's 5th. Another one then. So we actually will have 11 now.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
Is Marshall Faulk too far back? Where did he go?
He is too far back.
Okay, so I'm missing a couple. How many am I missing?
You are missing...
Top 5 drafted running backs.
You're missing 4 right now. 4. And a very big one, by the way.
A very big one.
Yeah, very... lots of controversy around him in his college days.
Not Lawrence Phillips. He went 6th, I believe. Hold on, I'm going to look at the... let me look at the standings here. Again, I just got to look at the team logos. Who drafted running backs high? Kajana Carter.
That's too far back.
That's 1992. Running backs in the top 5. Reggie Bush.
There it is. That's the big one.
Colts, Jags, Titans, Chiefs. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yep. You got 2 left.
2 left. Running backs take it in the top 5. Lions, Vikings, Packers. Bad. Did the Bears take a guy? The Bears took. There's a Bears here, isn't there?
Yes, there. Wait. Sorry. Hold on 1 second. I didn't write their teams down with them. There is a Raven.
Okay.
And
Jamal Lewis.
That's correct on the Raven.
Where is he?
Fifth overall in 2000.
Okay. The last 10 running backs taken in the top five.
And then the last guy was a Raider.
Raider was, Darren McCaffrey.
Close. Darren Mick.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, come on.
You're right there.
I know.
You're missing the last three
syllables.
There's
so many. There's McCaffreys, McAllisters. It's not that. It's Darren. He was fast. He went to Arkansas.
Oh, Darren Mick. The part of his last name rhymes with Madden.
Darren McFadden.
There you go.
Darren McFadden.
There's 11 there.
11, yeah. I was almost going to go all the way back to Curtis Enos, but I'm not sure if he was top five or not.
He was. Penn State Bears. When I was starting to put this list together, I was like going way too far back and then realized I had to bring it forward a little bit. Some of those guys, though.
Some of these names are amazing.
Hadn't heard of, but.
Who are some of the others? Rashan Salaam, how high did he go? He won the Heisman. He was taken 93, 94. Part of the Cordell Stewart Colorado team. Good trivia.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curtis Enos. Anyway, Dynasty. Listen, it's a big day for Dynasty tomorrow. I have a controversial, I don't know how controversial it will be, but I'm in a dynasty league where I have the second overall pick. And I also have the fourth pick. I traded, so whatever, it's fantasy football chatter. Complain about it later. I had traded up to the fourth pick. I moved up in the first round so I could have 2 and 4. And the reason I did that, you guys let me know if you think this is stupid or not, but it's a conversation about Travis Hunter. I'm going to take Travis Hunter at 2.
I like it.
That's a good,
I'm just going to do it. And I traded up to 4 so I could get one of the other running backs that isn't Ashton Jeanty, whether that's Trevion Henderson or Amarian Hampton or, I mean, those are the two.
Is Travis Hunter going to change how fantasy football scoring works?
No, you won't get any points for defense. It'll just be, I just think it's almost impossible. Let's really play out what will happen. Because there are some that believe he could be as good as Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Chad Johnson. For a moment, imagine that that happens. He's as good as Justin Jefferson. It's pretty high. All right. Wow. Look at this guy. He's as good as Justin Jefferson. All right, Travis, get in there and stop the run. I don't think so.
Yeah. I've kind of always thought about him. Like, it's going to be awesome, and he's definitely going to do it for a little while, like play both sides. But at some point, a coach or himself is going to go, I can do more just catching the ball for you.
Yeah.
Like, would Deion ever step in and say that? Since he's kind of like the father figure for him.
But Deion Sanders, Deion played both ways. Deion Sanders did not put up huge numbers at receiver.
Right, he was more of a defensive guy, right?
Yes, when I think of Deion, I think of his time as a defensive back. In fact, in his pro football, like his career receptions, let me find his career receiving and rushing.
And it took him a while to get to receiver, too. He didn't play receiver at the start. He didn't come in as both.
No, Deion played defensive back, and through his first 7 seasons in the NFL, caught like 10 passes.
Yeah.
Total. He had 1 season of 36 catches. You know, Deion was amazing as a two-way athlete and a two-sport athlete playing baseball, too. Career receiving touchdowns for Deion. Number? 3. He did not play both ways, really, the way that Travis Hunter is thinking he's going to play both ways. Deion, his defensive chops were amazing. Starting in 1991, All-Pro second team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team. And he missed for 1 year in Dallas for whatever reason, his first year in Dallas. And then All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro second team.
Is that
an 8-year run with either first or second team 8 out of 9 years.
He also had more interception touchdowns than receiving touchdowns.
Right. This was not a play two ways guy. He did not do that in the NFL. He also retired in 2000 and came back in 2004. Deion did.
That's also very
impressive. He's left for 3 years. Maybe more baseball focus there. I just can't see it. I don't know how it's going to work. I can't imagine if you had to choose between Justin Jefferson or Champ Bailey. You know, maybe some teams would take Champ Bailey, but once he shows the ability to score you the points, you're going to say, let's get him on the field and score the points.
Yeah, I think if he ever ends up playing more defense, like if he ends up playing 50-50 and he's playing, you know, 75% of the snaps, I think it's more of a failure of him as a receiver if he ends up doing that in the NFL. I think if he ends up doing what people think he can do in the NFL as a receiver, and you know, he's got a lot of really incredible traits. Everybody sees it. He's the best receiver in this class. I think if he ends up splitting time like that, it's because he doesn't really become the receiver that people think he can become.
Right. And then the question becomes, do they want to give him the time to do that? What do you want to work on? It's OTAs. It's time to get to work. You want to refine your routes? You want to refine your route running? What are you going to spend your time on? Listen, I was not a double major in college. I don't know if anybody out there was a double or a triple major. On some level, it's, hey, wow, congratulations if you applied yourself and spent all that time. to become an expert at something at the highest level, like Ohtani pitching and hitting the way he does is incredible. But, you know, you I think you can take the time in between starts to rest your arm and hit, right? You can.
Well, it's a different motion. It's not the same exertion.
Sure. Whereas corner and receiver are so similar that not like his body will break down and he'll be tired. What are you going to work at? You're now in the NFL. You're going to the highest level. What are you actually going to refine? A lot of these guys, hey, we love this from you, but we're going to need you to work on these three routes.
Yeah, is he going to be a third down receiver? Like how we see third down backs, is he going to be a third down receiver and then, you know, the rest of his time's on defense? Like something like that, is there going to be a split where he only plays specific scenarios where, hey, we really need you here on offense or defense for whatever reason? Like, hey, you're going to major in 75% of it. It's going to be this. And then every once in a while, we're going to throw you over here. Like, that's, I think, what it'll end up being. It just depends on which side of the ball it'll be.
And then do that for 3-4 years. Then what happens? Like, look, he's made too many big catches. We need him on first down. We need him on second down.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. With if he ends up playing his whole career splitting, I think it's because he doesn't become a receiver the way that we want him to be.
It might be ridiculous to suggest this, but like if you could play goalie and center and be good at both, could a goalie on the day off play center, or would the goalie, maybe I'll take a day off. I'm not going to skate today.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a crazy hypothetical, but I can kind of relate to it. When I started playing goaltender, I split time between goalie and defense. I was playing house hockey for the Bisons, and I would do both. And I will say that I thought that my whole life being a defenseman really helped me to understand the game better as a goaltender, and vice versa. Like when I would go out and play D, I would be like, all right, I think I kind of understand what my goalie would like to happen here. So, you know, maybe.
Sure.
But I think similar to this, the physical traits and toll.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
On the body are just, it's too wide of a range. It's too much to put on yourself.
Right. And it's the higher level aspect of
sure,
it, too.
Sure, it's to be way at the top and say, you need to go the last 0.1% to become this incredible receiver, but you're not going to do that because you're going to be in defensive back meetings.
Right.
To me, that's just, it's asking a lot. But to that point, that's why I'm going to draft him number 2 in Dynasty because, I mean, at the risk of not playing at the smartest, if, whatever, he's worthy of a high pick in Dynasty leagues. I'm going to approach it from a standpoint of I'm going to be the one that has a good time with that. That's
yeah.
it. You know, like it's kind of like you're in a dynasty league and somebody drafts your Bills players get drafted a little early because you're like, well, listen, if Keon Coleman pops, I want it on my team. Even though he might not be worth this pick, I'm taking him because I want that. That's how I'm going to do Travis Hunter in one of my dynasty leagues. Number 2 overall, like I'm taking Hunter. I did it, of course. I wouldn't do it, though, if I couldn't get up to 4 because my team needs running backs. And Amarian Hampton, Trevion Henderson, depending on those landing spots, we'll see. But G&T going 5 to the Jags, and it's not even an old school GM. It's a young 30-year-old guy, supposed to be super smart. I'm telling you, the running back thing, it has swung back where that value is not, it's not getting mocked the way that it was. 803-0550, Extendo Sports coming up. We got a contest. That's right, contest time. You can win. What can you win? Tickets to the Micah Hyde charity softball game. Be caller number 5 to 2214WGR for your ticket to the 5th annual Micah Hyde charity softball game at Salem Field. Sunday, May 4th, your favorite offensive and defensive players play against each other. I don't know which side Travis Hunter would play on if he were here, but it benefits the Imagine Youth Foundation. Tickets are on sale at HydeCharitySoftball.com. Caller 5, 2214WGR. You win a pair of tickets to the Micah Hyde charity softball game.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle. Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Ave in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Back tomorrow, it is draft day tomorrow. So we'll do the best we can to get you ready. Hopefully some more juicy rumors along the way. And yeah, we'll have a good time. See you at Resurgence tomorrow night. Passing things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio coming up next.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.